Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Could I be connected with Jay, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Jay.
Jay, this is Max. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Max?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for asking. You might remember I spoke to you regarding the MIPS reporting.
Yes.
Yes, just wanted to follow up and see if you were able to talk to Gabby, because you see we're almost in the 8th month now, half of the 8th month gone as well.
Yes. So I had a spoke with the Gabby last week, but is it possible for you to directly connect with her? Because, you know,
yes,
as a billing company, we are no longer being taken care of this MIPS thing, and that will be directly taken care of from the doctor's office, from Gabby or Beth. So if we can, if you can talk to them, and they may be give you a more detailed information, or if they have any questions, then they will directly ask you.
Okay, so you're not taking care of their billing as well, or are you doing
that? No, we are doing that. We are doing the billing things, but the MIPS thing related to the data and all that, they are not, you know, we are not, they inform that we will take care from our end. You do not need to interrupt in that. I mean, not the interrupting thing, but we will make sure it will be taken care of from our end.
Okay, so what number should I reach out?
You can reach out to the office phone number. And I just have one more question, Max, if you can help me with that.
Sure.
In the email, you mentioned a few data numbers. So how did you get that information for our practice? Or is it just a sample example?
Well, that information is actually on the CMS website. That's how we calculate.
Okay.
All the information that we go ahead with is on the CMS website.
CMS website. Okay, perfectly. No problem.
Yes.
Because that information was also asked by them to me at that time. Dr. Mrovic was asking me that how you guys have this data, and we are just, you know, confused what we need to do and how. So... I talked to Gabby and Beth both, but if you can talk to Beth regarding this, the phone number is 410.
Just a moment. 410.
272.
Okay.
8844.
Okay, I got it. I will reach out to them. Also, I wanted to confirm, as you remember, we discussed regarding some other providers as well for you.
Uh-huh.
So if we could actually help you out or let you know which other providers you've got in your billing organization that are eligible, so you could actually talk to them as well. Because you see, Jay, it's indirectly, it's affecting your revenue stream as well. Because if you give, if you get less amount from an insurance, definitely your, some of the cases, you're dealing with percentage model. Like whatever you collect for them, you take a percentage out of that. So if that's the case with your client, then if they receive less amount from Medicare, let's say, so that less revenue makes less income for the billing organization as well. So if possible, if you could let us, because again, the information that we require is public information, that's just the NPI of your providers. If I could get that table, I could fill in the information for the eligibility, share it back with you. Exactly, you will know who, which providers are getting affected by this, and you could actually talk to them, let them know that they're getting these penalties as well.
Sure, sure. If I need anything or if I have any provider to be recommended to you, then I will definitely let you know. But as of now, our company is not also not dealing with this particular program or MIPS things, because that's supposed to
not
be taken from the client end, and you know, we are not getting involved directly.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I will call
nice
and
talk
confirm.
To you and setting the information.
Thank you.
But just talk to her if required any details, or if you want to explain them in further, then you can.
Absolutely, I will do that. Thanks a lot for your time. Take
Have
care.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.